Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. So we got to the last three lines of the Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin, that we had a big machlokas in the Mishnah yesterday about what exactly is machshir a mavoi. So we had Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a kora. Beis Hillel says you need a lechi or a kora. But Rabbi Eliezer says you need lechaim. You need two lechis. The Gemara wants to know Ibari Lehu Rabbi Eliezer Lechayim and the kora kamar. Did he say you need two lechayayin and a kora as well? Oh, perhaps Alduma lechayin below kara kamar, or perhaps he says that one needs a lechi, but no need for kara at all. So Tashma, the Gemara says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer shehalach eitzah Rabbi Yosi ben Preda Tamido leUvlin. He went to this place called Uvlin, umatsa Yoshe b'mavoi she'ein lo ela lechi echad, and he saw he was sitting in a mavoi that only had one lechi. So Amar lo, so he says to him, Bini ase lechi acher. So the Rabbi Eliezer who was witnessing this, Rabbi Eliezer says to him, make another lechi. You need two lechayim. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yossi's response, who was sitting there, Rabbi Yossi says to him, V'chi l'sos ma'ani tzarech, do I need to close up, do I need to build a whole wall around the mavoi? So Amar lo, yisosim umabakach, why not? I'll close it up, put two l'chayayim there, and let the mavoi be closed, and great. So now the Gemara says further, we're going to get back to what the proof is in just a moment. So on this brayse it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo nechleku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel, ha-mavoi shupachos mi arba amos, she'eno tzarech klum. They don't argue. In a mavoi that's less than 4 amos, there's no machlokas. We're going to get back to this point as well. We're going to ignore this point. We're going to read it. We're going to come back and revisit it in just a moment. Just we have to read through it for now. Ama nechleku. What do they argue about? Beis Hillel Shammai al rachav ma'ar ba'amos vad eser. Between 4 amos wide and 10 amos wide is where there's a machlokas. Shebei Shammai omrim lechi v'kor. You need both of them. While Beis Hillel omrim o lechi o kor. Okay, so they ignore that last piece about Beis Hillel Shammai. Katani miyas. What it does say, however, in this price is v'chila sosmo ani tzarech. Do I need to close off? He says to Rabbi Eliezer, do I need to seal off the whole mavoi? So now, what does it mean? What's he being so same with? How's he closing off the mavoi? E amris. If you're going to say bishma, you need l'chaim plus a kore as well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, not just simply l'chaim, but you also need a kore. So mishim hachi amar v'chila sosmo ani tzarech. I need to do so much, two lechis and a kore. So that must be that since he responded, v'chila sosmo, must be that Rabbi Eliezer was telling him to place two lechis and a kora. But Ella, Yamas, if he simply was telling him to put on another lechi, all you need in the end of the day is simply lechayin below kora. Ma'ilus sosmo, that's not closing off. It's putting a post here, a post there. There's no beam overhead. That's not closing off. So from the response of Rabbi Yossi ben Preda, must be he was asking for two lechayim plus a kora. That's what the Gemara tries to prove at first. And the Gemara responds back, no, hachi kamar, v'chila sosmo b'lechayayin anitzar. He says, do I need to close off with two lechayayin? Do I need both lechis? And the Gemara says, he says, close off, ma b'kach, what's the big deal? So therefore, there is no proof from this braisa whether or not Rabbi Eliezer requires a korah as well, or simply two lechayayin are sufficient. So after presenting this braisa, the Gemara quotes, so Amar Ma, we just said in this braisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo nechleku beis Shammai beis Hillel, amavoi shepachos ma'arba amos, sheino tzarech klum. There is no machlokas. When it comes to a mavoi that's less than 4 amos wide, you don't need anything. That itself is sufficient on its own. So when do they argue? They only argue when it's 4 amos or wider. But the problem is, v'ha anan tanan, don't we have in our Mishnah on yesterday's daf, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Tamun Echad Lifnei Rabbi Kiva. They quoted from Rabbi Yishmael that lo nechleku beis Shammai beis Hillel, amavoi shupachos me'arba amos shu nitar obelechi obekora. Our mission on Daf Yud Aleph said, if it's less than 4 amos, you need to do something, either lechi or korah. Even Beis Shammai would agree it's enough with a lechi or a korah, but you need something. So how come this discussion, this brisa, quotes from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that you don't need anything when it's less than 4 amos wide? So do you need something or do you need nothing? So Amar Rav Ashi comes to reconcile these two brises, and Hachi Kamar. He says, Eino tzarech lechi v'korah. When the Braisa says that they don't argue, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai don't argue when it's less than 4 amos, and you don't need anything, it means you don't need a lechi plus a korah, but you need something. So again, Eino tzarech lechi v'korah, ki Beis Shammai, v'lo lechayim ki Rabbi Eliezer. You don't need a lechi plus a korah, nor do you need two lechayim like Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, what you do need is o lechi o korah ki Beis Hillel. And the Braisa here, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, goes exactly like the Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that you need something when it's less than dal amos. So Amar Rav Sheshes says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer B'Pasichat. So up until now, we were discussing how to close off a mavoi. That Mishnah of how to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai close off a mavoi, and Rabbi Eliezer, Beis Shammai again says you need a lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel says you need either a lechi or a korah. Rabbi Eliezer says you need lechayayin, and still an open question whether you also need a korah for him. That whole discussion was only with respect to a mavoi. When it comes to a chatzer, b'pasei chatzer, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you don't need two lechayayin. He'll agree that one lechi is enough when it comes to a chatzer. So he's molded in that case. And then Rav Sheshet says, that's Rav Sheshet rather, and Rav Nachman Amar, halacha, k'Rebbe Eliezer, b'pasei chatzer. And we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, that one pass, one lechi is enough in a chatzer. Now, a lechi and a pasei are similar, with the really different concepts, but it's a similar idea, even though we're talking about a lechi v'mavoy and a pasei v'chatzer, it's a similar point that whether you need one or two. We'll see the difference in a pasei and a lechi in just a moment. But what comes out is that although Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechayayin by mavoy, he agrees that one pas, one lechi, one pas is enough by a chatzer. And Rabbi Nachman says, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that one pas is enough for a chatzer. Now that statement, we're about to see, that when it says halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer by a chatzer, implies that there's somebody who argues even by a chatzer. Again, our discussion was by a mavoy, that Rabbi Eliezer says two lechayin, but he still says one lechi. Now, by a chatzer, he agrees, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that one lechi or pas is enough, and we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, implying that there's someone who argues that you still need two lechayin or two pas by a chatzer as well. So the Gemara says, after establishing that, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man modim, who's the one who agrees, who's he agreeing to? It's Rebbe. That Rebbe is the one, we'll see in just a moment, who says that there are two. And then halacha is Michlal de Pligi implies that there's a machlokes. Who argues? Man paligala. Who's the one who argues? It's Rabbanim. So what does that all mean? The Tani, the Brisa says that chatzer niteres bepas achad. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Omer bishnei pasim. Rabbi is the one who holds you require two pasim even by a chatzer. So what comes out is, just to be clear, by a mavoi, machlokes is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel says either lechi or korah. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechayim. By a chatzer, what happens is that Beis Hillel certainly would allow one lechi by a chatzer as well. And the machlok in the Brice is, Tanakama agrees to Beis Hillel that one pas slash lechi is enough by a chatzer, but Rebbe thinks you need two pasim even by a chatzer, but Rebbe Eliezer, he splits. Although by a mavoi he requires two lechayayin, he agrees by a chatzer that's enough to simply have one pas, one lechi by a chatzer. Gemara now says further, Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Chatzer tzricha shnei pasim. He holds that a chatzer does require two pasim. So Amar Le Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Asi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does he really hold that a chatzer needs two pasim? V'ha Amers, weren't you the one who said, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself were quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, Pasi chatzer tzrichen shei behen arba, you need four tvachim. So now, although a pas needs to be four tvachim on a chatzer, we haven't established, do you need one pas of four tvachim, or do you need two pasim of four tvachim? So Gemara is going to figure it out. So you're the one who says you need four tvachim wide, or long rather, for a pas of a chatzer. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, when I said you need four tvachim for a pas, it means arba mikan, you need four tvachim from both ends. You need two pasim by a chatzer. But that can't be, because a hatani, Rav Ada bar Avimi, kamed Rabbi Chanina. We have this brisa. V'amri le others say it was kamed Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. That what? Ktana, b'chatzer b'eser gedola ktana b'eser gedola b'chatzer. Now we had the case of the chatzer ktana adjacent to a chatzer gedola, and we figured out that it was 10 amos was the chatzer ktana, and the chatzer gedola was 11 amos, which in terms of tvachim is 60 tvachim to 66 tvachim, which left only 3 tvachim on the side. So what comes out is you can't have 4 tvachim. Unless you have 4 tvachim, it's going to be 4 one side and 2 on the other. 2 won't be a second pas. So the only way to figure out that the chatzer gedola next to the chatzer ktana is if only one of them is the one four tvachim, only one pas. You can't have two pasim of four tvachim each. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan himself says that's enough to have one pas of a chatzer. You don't need two pasim of a chatzer. So that's a steer. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? So the Gemara says, Ki salik Rabbi Zera miyamei, when Rabbi Zera came back from the sea, he was traveling overseas. Perisha, he explained, Beruach achas, if you're using just one ruach, one side, one pas in a chatzer, so that's when you need barba amos. However, if you're utilizing two pasim, b'shtei ruchos, mashu lukan. Meaning there are two ways to close off a chatzer. You can either close off a chatzer by one pas. If you're using just one pas, that pas needs to be four tvachim long. If you want to utilize two pasim, then they don't have to be any length. It could be a mashu. Just as long as both start turning in that fourth wall, just a tiny bit, that's sufficient. So the case of the chatzik gadol, chatzik katana is where you have two pasim, each are less than four tvachim. You don't need one to be four tvachim, either one to be four tvachim long. So that's the case where they're less than four tvachim. But if you're utilizing just one pas, that's where Rabbi Yochanan requires it to be four tvachim long. V'hadatani, that which it says, v'hadatani adabar avimi, that's Rebihi, v'savarla ki Rebbi Yosi. The price that says you require two pasim of a chatzer, the chatzer gedola case, the chatzer ktana case, that's a Rebbe who holds you don't need four tvachim, but you actually need three tvachim. That's a shita of Rebbe Yossi, who we're going to see in a couple days from now, that he requires only three tvachim long. So he requires, again, Rebbe, who says shnei pasim, we saw in the brisa, and each pas only needs to be three tvachim, so that works out well with the 11 amma chatzer next to the 10 amma chatzer. But Rebbe Yochanan himself says, either one 4 tvachim pas, or two tiny pasim would be sufficient. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chatzer niteres bepas echad. He paskin, it's enough to have just one pas in a chatzer. So Amar le'abai the Rav Yosef, mi Amar Shmuel hacha the Shmuel really say it's enough to have just simply one pas. V'ha Amar le Shmuel le Rav Chananya bar Shila at lo tavid uvda ela o rov dofen o shnei pasim. Shmuel himself says, don't ever matir chatzir unless it's either most of the opening is closed off. So if it's 10 amos wide, you need to have 5 and a little bit, 5.1 closing off. Or you could use 2 shnei pasim. But he doesn't say one pas is enough. So Amar Lei, Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Anil Yodana, I don't know exactly what Shmuel had said, I can't explain. But the Uvda Hava, I know what happened halach lamaisa. I know a situation, Bedur de Rav Asa, this particular village, Lashon Yam Nichnas L'Chatzahav. What happened was, the water next to the water, the river, the lake, had overflowed into a person's chatzer. V'asa L'Kame de Rav Yehuda, they went to Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel. V'lo Atzrichei Ela Pas Echad. He said, all you need is one pas. So I know that particular Halach L'Maisa case that happened, that one pas was sufficient to close off a chatzer. Ah, you quote another statement that he says, Rov Dofen O Shnei Pasim. I don't know what to do with that. I know this happened Halach L'Maisa in this particular village. So Amar Lei, so Abai says back to Yosef, don't bring me a raya from that case of the village of Bedur Duravsa. Lashon Yam Kamar, so you're telling me a situation where the water overflowed into the guy's chatzer. Kalhu Shekilu Chachamim Bimayim. The Chachamim had special leniencies when it came to water. You can't bring any rise from a case of a water. When water overflows and spills and floods someone's backyard, front yard, that's a completely different case. So the Gemara doesn't explain why, but we'll see this concept come up a few times, that there's a special kula chachamim applied to mayim. So we see, k'dabai minei, he brings a raya, how do we see where else that they're made up by water? Rabbi Tavla merav, Rabbi Tavla asks from Rav, mechitza tluya mal shetatir b'churba. We haven't yet been introduced to a hanging wall. A wall that's suspended in the air, that doesn't touch the bottom. So normally it's a problem because gedim bokimbo. Gedim is a gedi, a goat. A little goat could slide underneath the fence, so it's a useless fence. If it's hanging off the ground, it's useless. So normally, mechita tluya is a problem. So they wanted to know, can you apply a mechita tluya to water? Let's say it's suspended over the water, will that be good? And the Gemara says, or ma'u shetatir b'churba, so the Gemara said, which is an area that's, some type of, no one lives there. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, e mechita tluya mataris el b'mayim. The only time mechitza does work, mechitza tluya that is only by water, because it's special kalhu shekil chachamim b'mayim, a special leniency that they applied to water. So just like mechitza tluya is only mutter by mayim, so too that situation in the village was lashon yam kamas, so there's overflow of water, so they're mutter with simply one pass in the chatzer. But don't bring me a rye that every other case is enough with simply one pass, every other case needs shnei pasim to close off the chatzer. So Gemara says, Mikom Makom Kasha. So at the end of the day, there's a Kasha. Because we do have two different statements, whether one pass is enough or whether two passim are sufficient. Because again, we had a clear statement, Rabbi Yosef quoted Rabbi Yehuda, aside from the case of the Halach Lamaisa case in Dura Deravta, aside from that situation, Rabbi Yosef did quote a statement that Shmuel said, Chatzir Niteres Bepas Echad. But there was another statement that Abaye quoted from Shmuel, that you need Shnei Pasim or Rov Dofen. So how do you reconcile those different statements? So ki asu Rav Papa Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua mi Beirav Pirshu, he explained Meiruach Achas, if you're utilizing simply one wall, then you need arba, you need four tvachim. But Mashu, if you're using Shnei Ruchos, then Mashu Lakan uMashu Lakan. So that's the difference. So similar to what you said by Rav Yochanan. When does Shmuel allow you to use one pas? That's when the pas is four tvachim long. When did he say you need two pasim, that's when you're using less than four tvachim for each of the pasim. So that's how we reconcile. Now the Gemara says there still is a kasha though. So Amar Papa, he kashali, if you have a question with Rishmuel statements, it's as follows. How kashali? This is the question. Damar le Shmuel Rav Chananya bar Shila. Shmuel says, At lo tabid uvda, all you should do, if don't do any maisim, halach le maisim, to build the chatzar, to protect the chatzar, elo o rov, dofen o bishay pasim. Either close off most of the breach, or build two pasim. So lamali, rov, dofen. Why do you need to fill up most of that wall? Bipas arba sagi. It's enough to have simply one wall, one pasim for tvachim. Remember, Shmuel holds there are two ways to close off a chatzar. Either two pasim of mashu each, or one of four tvachim wide. So how come he didn't give that option here? He said, either do shnei pasim or rov the dofen. Why didn't he say, or do one dofen that's four tvachim long? Why did he completely ignore that option? So if you're going to tell me, the Gemara says, v'chitema, my rov dofen, what does it mean rov dofen? To a situation where the breach is seven tvachim long. B'dofen shiva. Dibar ba, havilei rov dofen. Meaning, if it's exactly seven tvachim wide, the chatzar, so if you build four tvachim long, that's rov. That's what he's trying to tell you. That's rov. It's the same thing. Rov is the same thing as four tvachim. If you had another case where it was 10 tvachim wide, it would enough to have simply four tvachim would have been long enough. You really don't need rov. Rov was in this particular case. The case was a seven tvachim wide chatzar, build four tvachim, which is the same thing as saying rov, build it rov. So that's if that's what you're telling me it was the case, again, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me my rov dofen, when he says rov dofen, it means bedofen shiva, where the wall or the breach was seven tvachim long, dibar ba, havilei rov dofen. When you build a four tvachim long pass, that satisfies rov. So lamali arba, so why do you have to go four? If the whole goal is really simply, b'shlosha umashu sagi, it would have been enough to simply have three tvachim and a little bit to close it off. Why? The Ha'amar Rav Achlai, these same others say, Rav Yechiel, that Ar Arba, that the only time you really need to close off a chatzar is only if the Pesach is four tefachim wide. Let's say I've got a very tiny chatzar. It's, let's say three tefachim wide. I don't need to fix anything. It's too small of a opening. So if that's the point, if this concept is true, that whenever it's less than four tefachim, you don't need to fix it. So if I have seven tefachim long, so if I build four tefachim wall, there's three tefachim of Pesach. And now a three tefach Pesach doesn't really need a fix. So if I make this 3.1, that means the other side is 3.9 only, right? That's 7. So 3.9 tefachim does not require any tikkun according to this opinion of Rav Achlai. So why did they build four tefachim? Why didn't you have to rov? Just close it off enough so that's not a big enough Pesach, and that's another way. So that's the question we have on Shmuel. So Gemara says, Ibai Seima kan b'chatzer kan b'mavod. There's a difference between the halachas of a chatzar and the halachas of a mavid. Meaning what? When Rav Achlai says you don't need to fix a Pesach when it's less than four tefachim, that was the gabi a mavoi. If I have a mavoi, that the Pesach is so narrow, there doesn't need to be a fix. But if there's a chatzar does require a tikkun, even if it's less than four tefachim, and for that reason, Shmuel required rov dofen, close it up four tefachim, even though the Pesach would only be three tefachim wide. That's one suggestion. It's a mavoi versus a chatzar. Ibais aim alternatively, the Rav Achlai gufei tanai. Whoever said we accepted this position of Rav Achlai, that a Pesach less than four tefachim doesn't require tikkun, maybe that itself is the machlokas tanaim, whether or not we accept his opinion. One holds we don't accept his opinion, and therefore you need to build a rov dofen. You need four tefachim, even though the Pesach is very small. While the other opinion felt that no, you don't need to build it if it's even by a chatzar, a less than four tefach opening does not require any tikkun.
No, but that was
the answer. I mean, Shmuel said that you need two versus one. So
yeah, but he said if you have two.
But Rabbi Yochanan required four tefachim wide. That brisa was a question from Rabbi Yochanan, who says you need a pass four tefachim.
Not say two and two is good or three.
In that day he does. But Hakasha was initially you need one four tefachim. You need two four tefachim rather two.
Right.
The answer no, you don't need two four tefachim. You need either one four tefach or two mashes. Shmuel never had a question in the chatzar. The question was only for Rabbi Yochanan. Because we never saw from Shmuel how long the pas had to be. It was a question of two versus one. We never addressed the measurement of the pasim. So Gemara now says...
Even if you don't hold my opinion, but you still only need 3.9. You still only need 12.
Einachanami. That still is a valid question. That was an okimta. I had to figure out rov dofim. Einachanami. That's a very good point. You really don't need the rov. The 3.9 would have been sufficient. Great, very good point. So I'm not sure the answer to that though. So Gemara then says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Lashon Yam Hanichnas Lechatzir. So a Braisa which discusses where there's an overflow of the water into a person's courtyard. Ein Mimalan Heimanu B'Shabbos. You can't draw water from that water, even though now it's my backyard, and a little pond that, you know, developed in my backyard, I still can't draw from it on Shabbos. I will explain why. Ela im kein asu la mechita gava asar tvachim. Unless there's a mechita of 10 tvachim high, which is going to enclose the area. So the understanding was, when the water came into my backyard, my front yard, chatz is really a front yard, it broke my wall, the wall's open, and also now I've got a puddle in my front yard. So now, if the mechitza is still intact, part of it, we'll see how the measurement in a second, there's still mechitza, so it's enclosing the water, the pond in my backyard, so then am I able to. But med v'amamun, when is that true? Kishu pirtaso b'yosim yaser. If the breach is wider than 10 amos, so then I can't draw the water. Aval eser ain't tachlum. However, if the breach is less than 10 amos wide, then the chatzar is still considered a good chatzar, then I would be able to draw the water into the... I would be able to... Hold on a second... I would be able to use this chatzar still. So I could still draw water. So Gemara says, now, mimalahu dilo mimalilan. Gemara is medayik. In the situation where the water breaches the fence, there's a wider than 10 amos, I can't carry the water, and I can't draw the water anymore. The Gemara is medayik, that only mamlehu dilo mimalilan. I can't draw water. But the implication is, ha tiltule mital tulinan. But I'm able to carry around within my chatzar. It's just the water that came in, I can't touch the water. But I can still carry other items that are in my chatzar already. So what's the difference? But now isn't my yard completely exposed and wide open to water, which is a karmelis? And when it's not closed off properly, how am I able to carry in my chatzir? So how come the Gemara only focuses on the isser of drawing water? I shouldn't be able to do anything. Even the carrying shouldn't be allowed in my chatzir. So the Gemara says, no, hachab in my skin. And the case here is, de isle gedude. Rashi says, top line here, de isle gedude, mashin nishar min apirta begova asara vayam kisal. There still happens to be a wall that's there. The water is covering over the wall. It's not that the water broke my wall. The water just went over my wall. So the wall still exists. I just can't see it. It's still there. It's still 10 tachim high. I could carry my chatzar. I can't see it. The water's over it, but it's still good enough. So now there's a very long tosos here that says, wait a second, if this is really a good chatzar, the wall still exists, I just can't see it, so it's a reshus ha-yachid, so just like I could carry within the chatzar, I should also be able to draw the water in the chatzar. What's the difference? So tosos gives four different answers. I can't go through all of them right now, but the first answer he says is because as follows. So the reason why normally when you carry water, draw water, you go from the chatzar, from the water, to the house. That's the goal, to bring it to my house, to drink the water. So now, if I'm in the house, I can't see the mechitza. Mechitza is only effective if I could see it. In the chatzar, I could see I could see right through the water. I see the wall there. So in the chatzar, I can notice the wall. It's good for the chatzar, b'nei chatzar. But in the house, it's too far away. It's under the water. So since the goal of the drawing water is to bring the b'nei bayis people can utilize that wall. Really, it's a good mechitza. Only b'nei chatzar allowed to use it. So in the chatzar, I could carry it around. But to carry from the chatzar to the bayis, that's what's aser. That's the first suggestion of Tosfos. The second answer he suggests is that it's a situation where the water breached the wall, Erev Shabbos, but still, even though the water covered the wall, Erev Shabbos, it was still a good chatzar. So since Shabbos started with a good chatzar, with a good wall, I could carry within it. The water, however, started to leak in on Shabbos. So the water was new. It didn't come before Shabbos. Had the water come in before Shabbos and it breached the wall before Shabbos, I could carry everything in my chatzar. But it's only the breach happened before Shabbos, and since the wall was there, my chatzar is still intact. But since the water came fresh on Shabbos, there was never a heter to use that water, so the water becomes aser because it came on Shabbos. There are two other answers I'm going to ignore for now, but those are two of the four suggestions of Tosfos. Let's continue now. We're on the top line of Yud Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Yehudam Mavoi, Shelo Nishtatvu Bo. So we already know about Eir Chatzeris a little bit. So just like in Erev Chatzeres, what it means is that when you have a Erev around the whole city, so you have to have one ownership. How do you have one ownership? We all give money to the Erev, and there's a matzah that we all have a certain chelik in. So we all become one big ownership here. A mavoi needs a similar thing. You need a shtatu. It's called a partnership of the mavoi. So let's say you have a mavoi, shelo nishtatu bo. They didn't create that kikar. They didn't have a piece of bread or matzah to combine all the different bnei mavoi. So mavoi shelo nishtatu bo. Hichshu b'lechi, and they put a lechi on the end, however, to fix it. Hazarik Lesocha Chayiv. One who throws into that area from the Rabim to Mavoi. The Mavoi has a din of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid now because it was properly closed off with the Lechi. So you throw from Rabim to Yachid, one is Chayiv Achatas. That Lechi really serves as a Mechitza to close off the Mavoi. However, if Hechshir Bekora, if you only use the beam at the end, not a Lechi, the din according to this initial statement is Lesocha Hazarik Lesocha Pater. It does not have a din of a Mechitza. That Bekora doesn't really accomplish much. And it still retained the status of a karmelis of some sort, and throwing from a rabbim to a karmelis would not be an iser derais, it would not be a chiv chatas. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Maskiv la Rav Sheshev. Sheshev challenges the statement and says, Taima vilin shatubo, only because you didn't do shitufui mevaos, it doesn't work. Han shatubo, then had you done this? Had you combined all the bnei babi together? Afil hechshe bekora nami chayv? So then if you put a beam plus the shituf mevaos, it would create a reshisa yachid? The kikar also reshus yachid or reshus rabim. Does the kikar, does that bread, that matzah, have any effect on building the walls? Building the walls of a mavoi, making to a reshus yachid, has nothing to do with the mavoi, rather the kikar. Has to do with the structure of the walls, a lechi, a korah, a mechitza, but not the kikar. How does the kikar play any role here in combining, making a reshus yachid out of a mavoi? So the Gemara tweaks the statement. Before tweaking it, it asks a question. V'hatanya, the Braisa says that chatzeros shirabim, a public public chatzer, or mivaos of sheinu mufulashim, or a mavoi that has not a—it's not a full alleyway; it's just a more of a dead end. Mivaos sheinu mufulashim, bein irvu, bein lo irvu, hazorak lasochan chayiv. Regardless of whether or not there's an eruv or a shituf, you're chayiv. That is a reshus yachid. We don't care who owns it. The gabi reshus yachid midiraisa. It's considered reshus yachid with the proper wall. Nothing to do with the eruv. The eruv allows me whether I could carry inside or not. There's a different point. But to throw from Rabim to Yochid, it is created based on walls, nothing to do with an Eruv itself. So how could you say that the Shita of Mavos has any impact on the status of Rishus HaYochid? So Ella, Yitmar, Hachidmer. If you're going to say the statement, it really should be as follows. What he meant to say was, Amar of Yehuda, Mavoi, which is a Mavoi Mefulash. So an alleyway that goes through and through Rabim on each side. She'ina Rai, the Shituf, which is not fit for Shituf. Meaning the only way you could do shituf is a second step. If I want to build an eruv, I can't first make a matzah. I first need to build an eruv. I need to build a wall. When I build the wall, then I do the shituf mevaos. So when it says it's ain't a roi l'shituf, it means it wasn't fixed yet. It's a mavoi mefulash. It goes through and through. There's no tikkun of a lechi or kori yet. So a mavoi she'eino roi l'shituf. And then afterwards, then hechshibu lechi, you put a lechi to now fix it. So and you didn't yet do shituf mevaos yet. So midrais, it's a good mavoi because the lechi makes it into reshus yachid. Now midrabanan, I still can't carry there simply because I hadn't done the shituf yet. But midrais, this is a good reshus yachid. So at that stage, hazarik l'socha chayiv. If you throw from a rabbin into the mavoi mufulash that has a lechi now, one would be a chayiv achatas. But if you only are hechshir b'kora, if you only place a beam, they're not a lechi, but a kora, you're throwing hazarik l'socha pater. A kora does not make a mavoi into reshus yachid. So why not? What's the difference between a korah and a lechi by a mavoi mefulash? So Gemara explains the conceptual difference: alma kesavar mishum mechitza, rather lechi mishum mechitza, and korah mishum heker. There's a fundamental difference: the purpose, the function of a lechi versus a korah. Lechi creates a mechitza. When you place a lechi, that's a third wall. You've now enclosed your mavoi. That's a full rishus yachid. Throwing into it from outside would be a chivchatas. A korah only functions as a heker, but not to create a mechitza, and therefore with a korah there, a korah, just a korah alone, would not create a reshus yachid, whereby one who throws some rabim into this mavi mefulash with a korah would be pater, because it does not have a din of reshus yachid. V'chein amar rabba said the same thing, that a lechi is mishum mechitza, v'korah is mishum heker. However, Rav Amar echadev mishum heker. He thought both a korah and also a lechi served the function of only a heker and does not serve the function of a mechitza. So according to this now, so according to Rava, who it simply serves a heker, does not create a mechitza, so a mavi mefulash with either a lechi or korah in the end is still a mavi mefulash. It doesn't create a mechitza. It's not enclosed. So the Gemara asks, according to Rava, who you think both are a heker, Esive Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava, Hazorek l'mavoi Yesh lo lechi chayiv. If you throw to a mavoi that has a lechi, you are chayiv. So you see that a lechi alone does serve as mechitza, does make a reshus yachid. If there's ain lechi, if there's no lechi at all, it's pater. But we see clearly that a lechi does close off a mavoi and creates a mechitza, and not simply a heker, to kasha to Rava. So hachi kamar. So he explains it as follows. No. Mavoi, it's not referring to a mavoi with robin at both ends. It's referring to a mavoi shein mafulash, which is a dead end, a ches, if you will. It's three walls to it. So in that case now, ve'eino tzarech alilechi. What it means is, all it needs is a lechi. That's another way of saying it's a mavoi shein mafulash. All it needs is a lechi, the Braisa says, then hazorik lesochas chai, because it really has three walls. It's really reshuta yachid, midiraisa. And if it's something that requires lechi, v'davar acher, which is another way of saying it needs a lechi plus something else, like a turs of Pesach, that means it's referring to a mavoi mufulash through and through, then hazarik lesocha won't be pater if all it has is, if it simply has a lechi. So that's what he's saying. So a mavoi ain't a mufulash, he agrees would be chayv. A mavoi mufulash, he says, would be pater. But in the end of the day, he still holds a lechi alone, is simply a heker against what we said above. So Esive, the Gemara asks the question in Mishnah, which the Gemara mentions many, many times throughout Maseches Erevin. Yes, Alkein, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had an added chiddush in terms of making an Erev. He said, Mishi yesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishis rabim. You have two houses, a guy owns two houses across a highway, they face each other. Oso lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, you can make two lechayayim. Or the other approach is, o kor mikan v'kor mikan, or make beams adjacent to each other. And this way you could close off that rishis rabim between your two houses, and you could carry within. So the nosev and nosev b'emson, you're able to carry after you have either two lechayin or you have two koras. So in response to this, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo chachamim, they say back, Amru lo ain marvin rishis rabim b'kach. You can't make a rishis rabim because a lechi doesn't create a mechitza. You need, in order to allow for carrying, you need to have three walls for rabbanim. Three walls. So you have two walls by the sides of the house. And putting a lechi here, lechi is simply a heker. It's not a mechita. You still, all you have is two walls. So they argued on this. Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to. So why are you allowed to? It must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lechi is a mechitza. You created a third mechitza with your lechi. That's why it's allowed. So this is akasha according to Rava. Now, really, I think Rava could have answered, I hold like chachamim, that lechi does not serve as a mechitza, but the Gemara wanted to, I guess, entertain even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam kasavar Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitos deraisa. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda allows you to carry between the two houses, it's not because a lechi is a mechita. A lechi isn't a mechita. A lechi is only heker. But he says, he holds that all you really need is two walls, which you already have by the two walls of the house. That actually creates a rishis yachid. The lechayim are simply there as a heker, but it doesn't serve as an actual mechita. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we've been talking a lot about a mavi versus a chatzar. And the simple difference between a mavoi and a chatzar is how close it is to the house. Typically, a chatzar is a yard, a front yard that works off of a house. A mavoi is connected to a chatzar. But the Gemara is now going to explain that there's a difference in the dimensions or the shape of a mavoi versus a chatzar. So the Gemara explains now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mavoi she'arko kirachpa. A mavoi whose length is like its width. It's a square, in other words. Eino nitar belechi. Eino nita belechi mashu. It doesn't work with a lechi at all. Why? Because we'll see in a second. I'll say it now. Because a square is actually a chatzar. In addition to the location of the chatzar, the dimensions are important as well. So when it's a square, the length is like the width. It's a square, and a lechi doesn't work for a mavoi. You need a pas. You need a pas which has length to it. Remember, a lechi works. A lechi could be a kosher. There's no size for a lechi. So mavoi requires a lechi. A chatzar requires either four tfachim of a pas, or we said shnei ta pasim on the side of a kosher. But one lechi on one side doesn't work. So if it's a square shape, that by definition is not a mavoi. It's a chatzar. One lechi won't work. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Chiya ba'ashi Amar Rav, mavoi she'arko kirachba, where the length is like the width, again a square, eino nitar b'kora tefach, korach doesn't work either. Lechi nor korah will work for chatzar, they only work for a mavoi. Once a mavoi takes the shape of a square, it's no longer a mavoi, and a korah and a lechi are ineffective. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, kama mechavnen shmeisa desabi, how clear are the statements of these two zakenim of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chiya, they're both quoting from Rav. So Kaman de Arko, Kirachvo, since the length is like the width, Habalei Kichatze, it's like a courtyard. The Chatze Eino Niteres Belechi, Ella Bepas Arba. Like we said, Eino Niteres Belechi Vikorah, Ella Bepas Arba. A Chatze does not work with the Lechi, nor does it work with the Korah. You need a pass that's four Tvachim long. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, after Rabbi Zeira saying this, Ikashali, if you do have a question for me, Hakashali, this should be the question. Leve Hai Lechi Kepas Mashu Vinishari. Why not say that that lechi, that normally the word lechi is used for mavoi, let it be used as a lechi for the, let it serve as a pas, and the pas will be sufficient for the chatzar. So right, lechi, right now, lechi and the pas seem to be the same thing. Right now, for some reason, Rabbi Zeira thinks that a lechi and pas have no measurement. It could be a mashu. So just like a lechi mashu works for mavoy, a pas mashu should work for the chatzah. There's no difference, just a different word being used. So the Gemara says, no. Ishtamit seha, you forgot the statement, damar Rabbi Asi, amar Rabbi Yochan, pasi chatzer, tzichen shei bahen arba tefach. We need four. One mashu doesn't work. So one works, you need just one pas, like a lechi is one, but you need a four tefachim long, not a mashu. So amar Rav Nachman, naktinan, we have a such a mesora, Ezu mavoi shenitar b'lechi. What's the shape of a mavoi that can be permitted through the use of a lechi, the korah or a korah? Kol she'arko yes arachba. Whenever the length is longer than the width, in other words, a rectangle, an alleyway shape. That's where we call it a mavoi, and it's a lechi or korah to work. And also, it also requires batim v'chateres psuchim l'soch. You have to have two houses and two chateres leading into it. Those are the requirements in order to establish a mavoi, whereby you can rely on the heter of either a lechi or a korah. What's in contrast to that ezu chatzer? What's called a chatzer? Sheinu nitaris b'lechi, that a lechi doesn't work. Ela b'pas arba, you need a four tefachim long wall of some sort. Kol shemirubas, whenever it's a square, so square is considered a chatzer. A rectangle is considered a mavoi. Mirubas in agula lo. This doesn't imply a square work. But let's say I've got a fancy courtyard that's a circle. So a circle won't work. The circle is, in essence, it's also, it's like a square in that every direction is even. So a circle is a mavoi. So, hachikamar. I arko yesa arachbo. If the length is longer than the width, havle mavoi. That's a mavoi. Umavoi belechi v'korasagi. It's enough to simply put a kora or a lechi. Ilo, if it's not, the length is not greater than the width, havle chatzer to chatzer. Now, a square, the length is not greater than the width, and a circle also, the length is not greater than the width. The diameter, in length and width is exactly the same. So a chatzer and a circle are exactly the same definition in terms of arko kirachbo, and we have a din of a chatzer requiring a pas. But whenever the width and length, regardless of the shape size, is one longer than the other, that would have a din of a mavoi. V'kama. So how long? In other words, how long does it have to be to go from a square to a circle, a square to a rather rectangle? Right, rectangle. This could be rectangle. This is a table. It's a rectangle. Does a square have to be exactly a square? But any amount over, tiny bit more length and width is a mavoi. Or is there a certain margin of error that we allow a square to be longer? So Gemara says two opinions. Savar Shmuel Meimar. Shmuel wanted to initially say ad deika pishnaim barachba until the length is twice as long as the width. In other words, a chatzer is a square. If I continue to extend it a little bit more, where the length is getting longer, the width is staying the same until the length gets to double the width. So initially, let's say the length and width are 4x4. That's a square. Now, 4x6 is still good. 4x8 now, that's double the width. That's already a mavoi. So 4x8 is a mavoi, but less than that, 4x7, 4x6, 4x5, that's all considered a square. That's what he initially wanted to suggest. But Amr Le Rav said to Shmuel, no, hachi kamar, hachi amr chavivi, afilu b'mashu. A chater is only when it's exactly a chater. 4x4, no room for any error. Exactly 4x4 is a chater. Once it gets a tiny bit above, the length is slightly larger than the width, that becomes a mavoi, and you're allowed to do a lechi or a kor. Very hard to have a real chatzah at that point.
I understand. The whole idea
of... And we'll stop here in a good chodesh, yeah.